Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jesse Duplantis.
And I'm Kathy Duplantis.
Thank you for tuning into our boardroom chat. Praise the Lord. I want to let me give a little update on the hurricane. We had one that came through, but the Lord was very gracious. It wasn't as strong as for wind-wise
where we were.
But it had a lot of rain. I think it put down in our area about 9 inches of rain in about 3.5 hours, which means Noah's coming down the street with the boat, you know. But we didn't flood or nothing like that, and God was good and gracious. Thank you for your wonderful prayers and things of that nature, that so many people are so courteous and kind to pray for us and things of that nature. People say, why are you living in a place of hurricane country? Well, if you go to California, you got a whole lot of shaking going on over there with the earthquakes. If you go back to Texas and on up Oklahoma, you got Tornado Alley. So where are you going to go? That nature cannot come at you in any way, shape, or form. But we're here because the Lord sent us here. And that's what it's all about, and God is so good and gracious. What do you got to say this morning?
Oh, well, I didn't know you were going to talk about that. But, you know, last week you may have noticed we did a beautiful older post.
Yes.
for the chat, which was based on the sermon that you preached, The Storm May Blow, but the faith walk continues. And yeah. I know it blessed many people. But it's good to be back live, good to be back fresh. And I know there's such great content. We go back 3 years of these chats, and we get so many great testimonies from people that say they go and binge watch, and they love them. They look forward to the next one. In fact, we got some great testimonies this morning I'd like to read, if you want to start with that.
And we couldn't come to the studio because, I mean, that wind was just too strong. They say, stay off the roads. It was rough. So I hope you enjoyed last week. And we got something totally different, so totally fresh and totally new.
Amen.
But go ahead and read the
I love, especially love this one from Tammy. She says, no place I would rather be than watching the boardroom chat with Jesse and Kathy.
What a blessing.
They will never turn anybody away. They change lives one soul at a time. Jesse surely changed me. I remember one day I heard him say, Jesus loves you, even if it seems that nobody else does, Jesus does. From that day with Jesse, I take baby steps in learning. God bless, sir, and thank you for everything. Isn't that wonderful?
That's a very kind thing to say.
That was changed.
Hallelujah. Well, we have our statement here.
One soul at a time.
Reaching people, changing lives.
One soul at a time. That's a precious soul. Thank you, Tammy, for sending that in.
We have
other testimonies. Yeah. This is one from Patricia. It says, watching from Queensland, Australia, I thank and praise our Father God for great results of a blood test I had on Tuesday. It came back excellent. I always thank God for great news. I turned 80 on the 16th of September, and I don't feel my age. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Love that.
You might be growing older, but you're not getting old. That's a blessing of God. What else you got?
Every day gets sweeter. Okay, Christopher says, I love you guys. Greatly appreciate all you do, including your hard work, teachings, and your time. Thank you for your continued prayers for God to restore my marriage.
Hallelujah.
So
and
we
God
all know people often
that.
Send in prayer requests, and our team's praying with you. We're believing, continue to believe with you for full restoration. And Stacy says, I'm grateful for you and Brother Jesse. You both have helped me come back to the faith. God has definitely blessed us. I know I'm finally making the most Heavenly Father happy. Thank you for helping me with my fear that God didn't love me. But now I don't just believe it. I know He does.
Praise God.
Isn't that wonderful?
Now, that's a testimony. Yes, He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. You may walk away from Him, but He'll follow you.
Yeah.
He will. I mean, He just doesn't. He doesn't do that. His love is beyond human understanding.
I'm so glad our eyes are open to the love of God. That's wonderful. And Hubert says, thank you, Jesse, for always giving us a good word and keeping us on the straight and narrow. You and Kathy are amazing people. May God bless you and your whole family.
Praise God.
One more.
Well, yes.
Sandra says, unlimited hallelujahs to God. Did you like that?
Unlimited hallelujahs.
Your messages are inspiring, full of revelation, and confirmed to so many things for me. Unlimited appreciation, Jesse, for all you do. I am an e-member with this ministry, and this is a ministry of integrity and honesty. I love you with the love of the Lord. Thank you, Sandra. That's
Sandra, that's the truth. I said, if we're doing something wrong in this ministry, we don't know we are. Now, we got attorneys in every kind of department you could think of, but we just do what the Word says, stay with the Word of God. And we've had the government check us, and they said we're totally fine and things of that nature. Well, you know, to me, it's not hard to be saved, you know, and it's not hard to live saved, not to me. Because when you understand that how much God loves you, I'll just tell you something. This came up in my mind there when Kathy was reading. You know, when I celebrate 50 years of being born again on Labor Day weekend, that's past here in September, because I got born again, saved in 2024 on Labor Day weekend. Well, I wanted to thank God for it, and I was in Las Vegas at the time preaching at a wonderful church, Word of Life, David and Vicki Sheeran. If you ever get a chance to go to Vegas, go to that church. My Lord, it's a wonderful, wonderful people. Right. They're blessing the God. Great church. Anyway, I got up that morning because I was about ready to head out to go, you know, to go preach that morning. Two services, actually. And so I went before the Lord and I said, Lord, I just want to thank him. I was going to thank him for saving me. You know, I mean, I want to celebrate 50 years of knowing who you are. And I said, Lord, I want to thank you for saving. And he interrupted me, kind of like Kathy. She does it all the time, you know. But the Lord was much nicer with it. Not that he is bad, but I mean.
Starting off to a good start,
anyway. And what he said shocked me because I never looked at it like that. And I said, Lord, I want to thank you for saving. And he interrupted me and said, Jesse, I want to thank you for receiving me because you didn't have to. And I thought,
that's wonderful.
Well, that's true. We have free will. How many times God has pulled upon you or to get born again and you would reject him till that day that you accepted him?
Right.
But it was from this very depthness of the Father's heart, for God so loved the world.
Yeah.
See? He said, I want to thank you for receiving me because you didn't have to. Mm-hmm. And I still think about that almost every day since he said that.
I love that. You know, it reminds me of the testimony I just read from Stacy that said, part of the testimony, one sentence said, I know I'm finally making the most Heavenly Father happy.
Yeah.
It does make God happy when we receive him because he knows how precious
right.
We are to him, but how much he has for us and what kind of great life. But it makes him happy when
sure.
we're happy.
Such a blessing of the Lord.
The only way to be happy is to know God.
That's it.
Everything else is like superficial, but true heartfelt happiness comes from being at peace with God.
Amen.
Knowing that your eternity is secure. So you can have a nice happy moment when somebody has like a party or something, but this lasting supernatural joy comes from knowing God and being in his presence.
That's such a blessing. We're going to talk today about something that I believe, you know, people ask me all the time, how do you not get discouraged, depressed, or despondent? Thing? That doesn't mean the devil don't come at me with everything you could think of. And I really appreciate all the people saying that they love me and Kathy, but we got a lot of people hate us too. And you know what? It's not when they say hate me because they believe the Christian propaganda from the church and they believe the lies from the media about us. And they're just simply not true. Because if I'd have done what most people have said, I'd be in jail. You know what I'm saying? That kind of stuff. But I want to talk about some, how do you do that? I don't deny all those things. I just deny it's right to affect me. Well, Paul was talking and sent a letter to his protege, Timothy. And I want to go to chapter 1, verse 1. It says, Paul the Apostle.
2 Timothy?
Yes, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, according to the promise of life which was in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, my dearly beloved son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. Now, here is how you stay up in your Christianity. That doesn't mean you can't be going through trouble, but you just go through it with a smile on your face because you know in whom you have believed and you're persuaded he's able to keep what you commit to him. And this is this statement here, and that is 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 13. Very simple. It says, hold fast the form of sound words. Now, what are sound words? God's words. Everything God said is completely sound. So if you only say what he says and do what he tells you to do, you can be sound all the days of your life, no matter what comes your way, spiritually, physically, or financially. Sound words. Jesus said, I only say what my Father says, and I only do what my Father says to do. The reason why Jesus didn't sin, because, you know, and he was made man, he could have sinned, but he didn't, is because he held fast the sound words. He said what God said. Mm-hmm. So anytime somebody asks me something, in my mind, I go, what would the Lord say about that? See, sound words, hold fast. And I love that, hold fast the form of sound words, which thou hast heard of me in faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. So sound words are held fast in faith and love. But notice this, Paul was an example of holding fast to the form of sound words. And I believe that's why he wrote so many epistles. He wrote 2/3 of the New Testament because he was speaking what God was saying through a sound way of thinking. You see, so like if we get attacked with sickness and disease, a sound word is this, or sound sentence, if you want to call it such, by his stripes, I'm healed. That doesn't mean you, you know, feeling bad. You're sick, you know, you don't feel good. But you hold fast to the confession of faith instead of the sickness. Or if you believe in God for your children, maybe you raised them in church and they've ran away and done things, whatever, you know. The Bible says, hold fast. You got the promise of your family down to 1,000 generations. See, that's what I mean by holding fast. Instead of just keep looking at the problem and let a kid get in you and beat you and bust you and stomp you and kick you. And when you understand that, it's one of the most amazing things to live like this. You know, it takes a lot of money to run this ministry. I wish it was $1 million a month. Oh, I would shout. But it's millions. It just takes more and more and more because things are so expensive, just like you when you go into the grocery store to buy eggs or bread or, you know, bacon or whatever you use. But it's the same thing when we got to buy another table like this or another camera or whatever, you know, things of that nature. Things always seem to go up. And people say, but he don't seem to struggle. How can he go to some of those churches he goes to flying a jet? Because I don't charge churches at all. I don't give them any expenses, never have, you know, none whatsoever. Now, I receive an offering there, but not to meet my expenses. That offering goes through a project that we believe in God, and we tell people, and it's up to them if they want it. No pressure, zero. They say, well, how can you do that? I'll hold fast to the form of sound words, that he will supply all my need, according to his riches and glory. That if I delight myself, therefore, in the Lord, I do that every day. He gives me the desires of my heart. I can pray like the psalmist David, the Lord's my shepherd. I shall not want. So I'm covered with needs. I'm covered with desire. And I'm covered with want. That is sound words. Unsound words is this. Yeah, that sounds good, but that don't work. You just destroyed yourself with your own confession and deceived yourself. That's what Paul was telling Timothy. And he told him to remember something. He gave him a great gift. And I love this. Verse 14, that good thing which was committed unto thee, keep by the Holy Ghost which dwelleth in thee. What good thing was given to him? Verse 6, wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that's sound words. When that hurricane was blowing, I was here. You know, I have to stay because, you know, I got employees, I got people, you know, we handle the church and people need help. And, you know, and I could hear the wind whistling, woo, and the rain just beating and busting and everything. But you know what? A sound word says, we draw the bloodline. Nothing can go through the blood. Now, one man told me one time, not this past hurricane, he said, what would happen if it was all destroyed? Watch the sound words. I said, I rebuild it. But I don't like to build something, I don't like to build things twice. I build it once and I go on to a next level, to another thing, see? And when you understand that, God's word is so true. So I just hold fast to the form of sound words. And God has been so good and gracious. Now, let me show you something here. I got to tell you this. We have a phenomenal generator. And the first thing that goes out usually during a storm, it don't have to be a hurricane, it can be a bad thing, is the power, the electricity. When are the electrical people going to bury them lines so you don't have, trees don't knock them down, you know? But anyway, so watch this. We've had it now 12 years. That thing just sinks. Well, we sitting there, the power went out, more within 5 seconds, boom, generator on. We sitting there and the air conditioner's on, everything's just great and fine. And about 4 hours, you know. And then all of a sudden I saw the light blink a little bit. And I thought, well, sometimes you get a surge, you know, something like never thought about it. They ran another couple of hours, and then all of a sudden, boom, black, lost all power. Now that's unheard of us because we got that fine generator. So watch this, I thought, the generator must have kicked off because it does have a mechanism on it that if you got to put oil in it. It's like an engine, see what I'm trying to say? All you got to do is go put a little oil in, boom, press the button, it starts. When I open up the door, I could hear the generator running. Whoa. Boy, and I thought about this is scripture. You can preach on this. The power was coming to the house, but the transfer switch wouldn't let it come in. Something went wrong with the transfer switch. Like this would be the generator. The transfer switch is way over here. The transfer switch was shutting down the electricity that the generator was generating. Don't that sound like Christianity sometimes? Here God says all this power is coming to you. All of a sudden your transfer switch goes out. You think, why ain't God doing it? But yet you can hear God, he's still bringing it there. Well, you know, we got to get it fixed. And it's just a problem there. And when we went look at the generator, it was telling us this light is green, it's perfect, but the transfer switch is not blinking green, it's blinking yellow, which means it's not letting the electricity get into the house.
It failed. Basically, the house could not receive the power.
Right.
Because of that one little thing caused the whole generator.
Which is don't cost much enough compared to the generator.
Interrupt the flow of power.
But watch me and Kathy. Well, see, sometimes your transfer switch, which is your flesh, will mess up the power that God's given to you. Now, watch this. Of all times, and we've always had electricity because we had that generator. And it runs the whole house. It turned out that it's a very cool day. Usually the worst part in the world when a hurricane passes with boy. When it passes, the next day it's Africa hot. It's beautiful blue sky because it blew all the pollution out. And Kathy puts candles all over the house. Boy, smelling good, you know what I mean? And she's real funny about her candle. Don't blow it out because it's going to mess up the wick. You understand? It's got to go all the way down. Boy, I'm not going to touch the candle. I promise. Don't blow it out.
There's a method to candles. If you blow it out too soon, that little circle in the middle is all you're going to get. It's going to keep going down a little. So you got to let it go all, just so you know. When you burn it first, you have to let it go all the way, melt all the way through to the edge of the container, because then next time you'll be able to use the whole candle.
Oh, man, she's into them candles. She comes
to
me, she
said. My niece taught me that.
Yeah, she says, where's that candle that I
put
in?
Don't blow it.
Don't you blow it.
Not yet.
I ain't doing it, I promise. So watch it. It was, so here we are. It's candlelight in my house.
Beautiful.
It is so cool. I mean cool. And we went to bed. And I wasn't sweating, nothing. I mean, just cool. I said, oh, man, of all time for it to go out, it's the perfect time. Well, the next morning we get up, and they restored the power. Now we got to get that transfer switch. Now you got to get in line. There's so many people, you know, that's had power and things like that. But our power came back on right away. Thank God for that. Some people had to wait 2 or 3 days. And that's sad. They shouldn't. But thank God the energy company, they had, I don't know how many extra people there were out there in them trucks, but you can't. They got to be safe too. They can't get up on those lines where you got a 40-mile-an-hour wind out there. Yeah, you got to be careful, you know. So, but anyway, I said that the transfer switch is your words. If you'll hold fast, it will always let the power of God flow through you.
I love that.
And in you, and around you, and about you, and then it'll give you wisdom of what to say, when to say it, where to say it, and how to say it. You know, and the Bible said that wisdom is the principal thing. You get wisdom, you get understanding.
Yeah.
So that's what I want to talk about today, is holding fast in a form of sound
words.
Can
I read that verse in the Passion Translation?
Yes, you go ahead, please.
It's so powerful. Verse 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 13 says, allow the healing words you've heard from me to live in you and make them a model for life as your faith and love for the Anointed One grows even more.
A model of life.
Read
that again.
He calls it, allow the healing words you've heard from me to live in you and make them a model for life.
Woo.
As your faith and love for the Anointed One grows even more and more.
Yeah.
Because
that's what we've done, Kathy.
And these are the last words that Paul wrote from prison. Theologians say this is his last letter that he wrote before he was beheaded. He was in prison when he wrote this to his protege, Timothy. Timothy was the pastor of the church at Ephesus at this time. And so he was writing these encouraging words. This whole chapter, this whole book, actually, 2 Timothy is so powerful. But I love that he's reminding him about all the words, because he said, remember, I laid hands on you.
Model for
I anointed you for the ministry. People may say you're too young to be doing what you're doing, but God called you. So he had encouraged him with what he called healing words.
And Paul
sound words
the
in the King James. Healing words is what it says in the Passion Translation. Yeah. So sound words bring healing and health to your whole flesh.
Yeah, and like I said earlier, Paul called it in verse 14 a gift. That good thing which is committed unto thee, keep by the Holy Ghost which dwelleth in us. And the gift was the gift of God, which is in thee by the putting on of my hands.
Now listen to the 14, and just before you go there, 14 in the Passion.
You see how she,
instead
how
of
she
gift.
Just cuts me off?
Don't make a point about it. Just roll with it.
Just roll. I'm rolling,
roll
baby. I'm rolling.
Guard,
rolling,
well,
rolling, rolling.
You've been talking for like 20 rolling. Minutes. I haven't said anything.
You've been talking a lot. Go ahead.
No, I haven't.
Okay.
Anyway, verse 14. He's already lost the point.
No, I ain't lost the point.
Okay, guard well this incomparable treasure. You called it a gift in the King James,
yeah.
Which is great. But I love the way the Passion, you're not listening, you're
no.
just laughing.
Kathy, well, your name is Kat. If you get thrown off the house, land on your feet.
I am.
Okay.
I just wish I had some duct tape. Anyway, that's an inside joke.
That's it.
Verse 14 says, guard well this incomparable treasure by the Spirit of holiness living within you. So we have a gift, King James says, Passion Translation calls it a treasure. I think that's so powerful. When you think of it as a treasure, because we all get kind of gifts, but a treasure chest,
yeah.
My God, that's amazing. You can talk now.
No, okay, I was waiting for the duct tape to come flying off. Praise God.
See, I often make a joke about it. Where's it? Anybody have a roll of duct tape when I'm trying to get a word in? Or, I'm sorry, folks, there's no
I don't off, think that was a word.
No
that was a whole
switch.
Paragraph.
There's no off switch on this guy.
Hallelujah.
That's okay.
That's okay. So when you understand that, you know, this is what causes the divorce sometimes in people.
Where did that come from?
Watch it. If you don't interrupt me, you'll learn.
Okay. I'll
okay.
Learn.
It causes divorce when your transfer switch goes out. All of a sudden, the love that you have for someone can't get to you, and they think, well, you know, I'm falling out of love with that person. No, you just need to fix what needs fixing. You see, anybody can walk out. Anybody can quit. I believe the Lord had me say that because some of you, you're right there. Your problem is don't work on your husband. Work on you. Or if you're the husband, work on you. Don't work on your wife. And let God do that thing, that good thing, because evidently it was right because you came together and you made a covenant marriage before God and man. See, that's what I'm saying. That's for someone out there that needs help. And that's how you do that. You hold fast to the form of sound words. Sound words. Mm. Now, sound words mean that people ought to hear them because it's
right.
a sound, you see?
Yeah.
And when you understand that, then that's what we do every day in this ministry. That doesn't mean things don't attack us. Many of you may have seen this. I've been preaching lately. You know, we got back. Kathy made 72 years old, and I wanted to really bless him. So I said, I'll take you wherever you want to go. And we went with some friends. We had two other couples went with us. And she likes Las Vegas because it's good eating and good shopping, you know, because you don't have to be hot. You can go inside those Forum shops or whatever, that Caesar's Palace Forum shops. We don't gamble in nothing like that, you know. But we love those beautiful hotels like the Venetian, the Wynn, and the Bellagio, and all, you know, all that kind of stuff. And we're just walking. And when we got back, I shouldn't do this, you know. I got on a ladder and I threw my suitcase up at the top in my closet, which I keep it up there. And it landed, but it landed like if this would be the suitcase, it landed like this. So I thought, well, I better do this so it can do that, you know.
Push.
But when I did, man, the next thing I know, that ladder slipped out and it popped me in it. I'm not sure. You see how black and blue this is? If you can see.
It's much better.
Yeah, it's much better. You should have seen it before. Now, what first thing I did, Kathy goes, oh, I said, control yourself, woman. She said, you got to go. Yes, you did. You got to go to the doctor.
I said, what did you do?
You broke that arm. I said, I ain't broke
nothing. No, I said, we want to go look and make sure it's not broken because it had swelling.
Oh yeah,
up
I had
so
a
much.
What do you call it?
Hematoma.
You got a little bump. You see it right there?
This thing
was not as big as my fist, but pretty close, about that thick. So I told the doctor, I said, "Why don't you give me a knife?"
I'm a cook,
I said, "Give me
Jesse.
A knife, and I'll just punch a hole and let that blood
it.
Out." He goes, "That woman's going, whoa, you can't do that." So they packed it with ice and
okay.
And watch this. Now, am I hurting? Yeah, I'm hurting. Just listen, woman, you'll
they
learn
can't,
something.
When you're pointing it out, I'm just thinking that they can't see because my cup was in the way.
Oh, you want me to show it again?
No, I'm just saying they.
See, can put your hand down, okay? So you can see that? It's right there.
Okay. Look at his bobo.
My bobo. Yeah. So we go down there, they got an x-ray. Now, Kathy's very assertive.
Me?
I mean, if I go somewhere, like, you know, you don't walk with the x-ray technician behind the glass. Not Kathy. She goes behind the glass with the x-ray technician. I'm thinking, I don't think you're supposed to do that. So my arm is like this, you know. But that's Kathy. Wherever I'm at, she goes, She wanted to know what's going on. So, and the X-ray
You should say thank you, Kathy.
Yes,
for
I
being
did.
So
I'm not I'm just saying how you do that. Well, you just think
what,
twice.
What would you be saying if I say, "Oh, go ahead, I'm ready to go with
no,
you"?
No, it's nothing. It's good. It's good. Let me finish, and you'll have sound words. So anyway, they say, "Well, your elbow is not broken or chipped or anything, but you have a hematoma or something like that. Whatever." He said, but your body will absorb that blood. I must have busted that blood vessel coming out. I mean, it was something. And I watched this. I'm like this. So I'm thinking, okay, well, great. That's it. All of a sudden, the Lord speaks to me and says, pray for that X-ray technician. And I wanted to say, I'm the one hurting here. I'm the one with the bobo, like I got the call. I'm the one that fell off a ladder, and I'm 75 years old. Kathy said, "You old white-headed fool, stay off them ladders." That was not sound words, but I forgive her.
I didn't. I don't think I said.
Yes, it's
quite
exactly
like
what
that.
You said.
I said, "What are you?" I didn't say,
no,
you old fool. I think my face may have said it, but I
so
know my
anyway,
words didn't say it.
The X-ray technician.
My sound words.
The X-ray technician comes out from the. Well, you know, behind the protection. And there's Kathy right there. I said, the Lord, is it okay if I pray for you? Bust out crying. Oh, God. And so we prayed, man, and God really ministers to the X-ray technician. It was a blessing of the Lord. But I'm thinking all the time, why am I doing this? I'm the one hurt. You know what I'm saying? And the Lord said, because you hold fast to the form of sound words.
Healing words.
Yeah. And I said, that's good enough. And, you know, so, I mean, even in the midst of that,
right,
God has been so good and gracious. That's what I'm talking about. When you understand that his word, if you only just say what he said, I know this is a simple teaching, but why are so many people having a hard time doing it? Think about that for a minute. People calling stuff they don't want. If you want the dog, you shouldn't be calling the cat. But a lot of people do that. You know, they're constantly deceiving themselves because they're not speaking. They're speaking words, empty words, when the word of God is so wonderful and so powerful. And that's what Paul is telling Timothy. And when you understand that, it's amazing what God will do for you spiritually, physically, and financially. He wants you to have it all. Mm-hmm. Now, the church doesn't. I hate to say that, but that's the truth. And the secular world definitely doesn't want that. I mean, it's amazing. You know, when I see somebody have a new home or a new vehicle, I get so excited. I had a friend of mine, they bought a new trailer. Well, they call it a mobile home. I think it's the name of it. Manufactured home, something like that it was called. And they were so happy. Well, I was happy with them. I didn't say, oh, it's a trailer. No, I was so glad. It was beautiful. You know, and yet people constantly criticizing my home. I don't think you ought to have that. Well, I never went up to anybody that bought a new home, a new car, and say, I don't think you ought to have that. My God, I want to rejoice with them. See, that's sound words. You understand what I'm saying? When our praise and worship leader, Renee Miller, she's such a blessing of God. I got some great comments on Renee this weekend when I was in Canada, talking about the vision icon, how she just flowed so well. Well, Renee got herself a dog. I mean, a little dog. Now, you watch this, a dog.
Mr. Darcy.
Mr. Darcy.
Such an adorable dog. Oh, my goodness.
You ought to see Renee hold that dog. You can see that there is a connection between her and that dog. That dog looks at her. Renee looks at her. I mean, they just love each other, see? Watch that. The dog automatically knew that Renee loved that dog. And Renee automatically knew she loved that dog. And what happens is, it's such a blessing. And she speaks sounds words. You're so pretty and things of that nature. And sound words covers everything. But the sound words only come from the scripture. And you know how many devils have been trying to destroy this Bible? And how many dictators and everything you could think of? We watched a movie Kathy wanted me to watch called Bonhoeffer. Is that right?
Bonhoeffer, right.
And where they killed this man. And he was a theologian. And boy, he just spoke with the word of God. Said he got so at peace that when they wanted to hang it, they hung him. And
that was during World War II.
During World War II. And then
the
a few months
army.
Later, Berlin
he was
fell.
From Germany.
And all that kind of stuff. And but you know, I'll show how they wanted to just humiliate him. So it was cold, you know. So he seized the rope. They said, take all your clothes off because we're going to hang you naked. And he just took it. They said, what do you think about that? He said, I'm cold, but that's okay. I'm going to meet Jesus. In a sense, you can see it in his words were sound. You talk about a great inheritance that man had when he stepped over into glory. It was a blessing. Great. And all those people that did all that, they ran for their lives, and the United States and everybody caught them people, and they were charged with, with genocide, trying to kill everybody they could get their hands on.
Yeah,
you know?
Not just the U.S., but other world, other countries too.
And but I noticed how sound he was about the Word of God. Can I ask you a question? Are you sound with the Word of God? Are you? Think about that for a minute. I tell you, these people are sending these testimonies. Evidently, they are saying sound words because they just love it. And I don't want to stop right here and say thank you, partners, for allowing us to do these things. Your faithful financial support has helped us do so many wonderful things to reach people, change lives one soul at a time. Everything I see here was given by someone who loved us, who probably needed the money that they sent. And yet, I really believe God blessed them 30, 60, and 100-fold. Thank you, partners. I hope me and Kathy say thank you enough for you to like to be a partner. We'd love for you to be a partner. Any amount is up to you. I leave that to you. And now watch this. You're not going to hear a preacher say that. If you don't want to give, you don't have to. But still, please watch the Boardroom Chats or the Faith, the Facts, or Glorious Living, or our broadcast television programs that are all over the world. But if you'd like to, you can go to jdm.org. That's our website, and hit a donate button. You can give. You can use PayPal if you want to use that kind of system. Or you can text to give a one-time donation or a recurring one if you like. Or you can do what Kathy does. She likes the JDM app, which you select the giving you want. Or you can do like I do. You just can mail in an old-fashioned donation here at the ministry, and it will bless you. And all that information, I believe, is on the JDM website.
It's probably on the screen right now.
Probably on the screen and all, I'm assuming anyway. And if not, go ahead and put it on there. But I hope you do that, because 100% of what you're giving goes into world evangelism. We don't touch it. That's a fact, ladies and gentlemen. We reach people, change lives. That's what it's all about. Mm-hmm. That there was one of these testimonies that said that this is a ministry of integrity. It is. But yet, you know, I wish the propaganda, the Christian propaganda against me and the secular propaganda against me would stop. But they did it with Jesus. Think about that. Jesus would eat a sandwich and they called him a glutton. Or if he drank something like that, you're a wine bibber. I mean, and who was saying all that? The church. Rome was not that interested until the church went to Rome to try to destroy it.
The religious leaders, yes.
And that's terrible, you know. But I hope you become a partner of this ministry, because we work in nine and nothing, and we just would not stop. We just go with it, and God has been so good. And I thank the Lord that he's given us strength and grace. And I guess I've been lying to myself for years, and I'll say it publicly. I'm going to slow down. Boy, I sure hadn't slowed down. I just looked at my schedule, and I went, good God, who did this? Me. Why? To reach people and change lives one soul at a time. Thank you for watching today. And let me just say this, hold fast to the form of sound words. And remember, the Holy Ghost will help you, because a gift was given to you.
That's
and
right.
That's the word of the living God. Use it today, spiritually, physically, and financially. And once again, thank you for being a partner of this ministry. And thank you for sending in a donation. 100% goes into world evangelism. Till next week, Jesse and Kathy saying we love you. We'll see you soon.
Bye-bye.